tell anyone who's here, would you?
Now, Dennis. Of course not. No. Not unless the door was locked. Dennis, there was a reception yesterday for Ernie Sigley, who's joining 3DB.
Next Monday, yes, Lester.
And you weren't at the reception, Dennis. In fact, none of the announcers from here were at the reception.
Yes, there's a very good reason for that, Lester.
What's that?
The announcers weren't invited to the reception. I wish you hadn't mentioned it.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's the reason we weren't there. We didn't know about it, at least.
But there were other 3DB people there, Dennis.
Yes, but no announcers.
Oh.
Funny one. That's not the reason. Will you get on with something else?
Have you managed yet to get over the Sammies, Dennis?
That would have to be. I said on air, which I thought was a very funny line, I said that the Sammies would have to be the greatest fiasco since the Ted Hamilton show.
Yes, I'd say that it's the most horrendous television I've seen in many years.
Whose fault? I mean, well, it's obviously the producers.
Well, if that's the best that they can come up with, Dennis, you might agree that the Logies is good television. And can you believe that the voting was done by industry people? After that lot of voting, they almost deserve the mess that the industry's in. Now, first off, Dennis, they have a category for best variety program. And the obvious winner, of course, is Channel 2's excellent Farnham and Byrne series.
I can remember you when that Farnham and Byrne series was on.
I knew you.
You thought you were going to get away with that, weren't you? When that Farnham and Byrne series was on and I was saying it was excellent, you were saying it was awful.
Allow me to qualify, Dennis. Overall, the series was excellent. There were parts of different episodes that were quite awful. But, I mean, it's like this show. Overall, it's excellent, but most of it's awful. But do you think that Farnham and Byrne would win the award?
No. I would have thought that was a fair choice, yes.
No, well, the winner was Poo Over Brisbane.
What?
No, really, I do ask you, Dennis, Poo Over Brisbane. Now, there is a wonderful line in there, but I'm not going to become employed over it.
No.
I thought I would die, Dennis, before I ever saw the day something called Poo Over, over Brisbane would win an award.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps they could make a sequel to it called Poo Over Melbourne, and they could star Annette Allison in it. She's full of vitality. Then they have the best current affairs, and the obvious winner there is 60 Minutes.
Of course.
Which is a reasonably good show, with only George Negus as a handicap. But no.
What's wrong with George?
What's right with him? Did you see him do Toorak Times last week? He drowned.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, John Howard the week before?
How long have you been bald?
No, 60 Minutes doesn't win the award, Dennis. The award goes to Scoop.
Yes, well, I was talking to Ivan Hutchinson about this. I've never seen it. When is it on?
Well, it's on Channel O28, Dennis, so it doesn't rate.
The only judges have seen it.
Hardly anyone's ever heard of it. But it manages to win.
Unbelievable.
But then, for the big shock of the night, Michael Parkinson takes out the Gold Sammy. Michael Parkinson, an English person.
Who's gone home.
An English.
Already. An English person who's finished the series and has gone home already.
An English person who is earning $7 million by being ordinary in Australia instead of being ordinary in Britain, while hundreds of Australian performers are turned away by British Equity. Now, these are the Sammy Awards for 12 months, Dennis, and yet Parkinson's show has only been on air at Channel 10 for about, I think, 13 weeks. Now, Bert Newton was the obvious winner there for the gold, and even Mike Walsh, Channel 9's humble, genial daytime host, would have been better. Not a lot better, but perhaps a little bit better. Now, the big shock here, of course, is that so many of the people in the industry squawk and howl about the situation existing with Australian artists who are disallowed work overseas and the amount of imports that are allowed to come into Australia, and yet their own colleagues voted for Michael Parkinson.
Unbelievable. Incredible. As I say, the greatest fiasco since Ted Hamilton.
And still on the semi-sentence, for sheer television embarrassment, did you see Squeak Voice and Linda Stoner up there on the podium making complete fools of themselves?
No, I heard about it. Apparently it was vomiting-inducing.
May I... I think you mean vomit-inducing, yes? May I quote Squeak Voice?
Inducing.
I don't know whether it's all right to say I love you on national television.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
God. The only possible explanation for that, Dennis, is that Squeak Boy saw another headline
in
it. Yes, he did, and left Linda Stoner visibly upset by it.
Oh.
If you'd been turned into a laughing stock, I suppose you'd be distressed too. There's not really much more to say about the Sammies.
No, can we forget them?
That. Mm. Well, while we're still on Squeak Voice, Dennis, and I know how you love to talk about him, can you believe...
He's a lovely, humble, sincere man.
You can believe this if you dare. There is talk now that he will compare the Willesee show on a semi-permanent basis.
Well, it's finishing anyway, isn't it?
Well, what they're discussing is... You said that. When Tony Johnson hears that.
Now, see, just don't throw these... I mean, the people listening wouldn't have a clue who Tony Johnson is. Tony Johnson is the new absolute boss of Channel 7.
When does he start?
I don't know.
Oh.
You're not there, is it, Tony? Won't talk about it.
Well...
Don't use in names.
What they're discussing is the possibility of Squeak Voice. Is that an in-name, Dennis? Comparing some nights and Willesee comparing the others each week. And the only problem is that they can't agree which night will be Squeak's and which will be Willesee's.
It doesn't really matter because everyone's watching State of the Century.
Well, Squeak likes to do it early in the week and so does Willesee. So they haven't managed to work anything definite out at the moment.
Yeah, that's fascinating, mister.
Well, there's a little scoop for you, Dennis.
Mm. You didn't say when that was on Scoop. Scoop?
It's Scoop.
When is it on?
Well, I've never seen it. Oh. And I don't think anyone else has ever seen it, Dennis, except the judging panel.
Mm.
Peter Adams is being written back into Cop Shop.
Good God.
It had to come, of course, but he'll only be back in for a limited time. He has, in fact, been lured back with lots of money, and the way they're storylining him is with the news that JJ's wife, Valerie...
Oh, not another baby. another phantom birth. Phantom pregnancy. I can understand it.
Well, she's expecting a baby.
Well,
I'll let you know in a moment. And Eric O'Reilly is to become a grandfather or step-grandfather or whatever he is. Now... That is more than a mere coincidence, Dennis. You might remember that the part of Valerie is played by the wonderful, wonderful Joanna Lockwood, one of this segment's greatest fans. And Joanna Lockwood is, at this very moment, quite pregnant herself in real life. Now, the problem is it hasn't yet been decided whether she'll return to the series as well as Peter Adams. At the moment, she's in Sydney in a play, playing the part of a pregnant woman, and recently she had some very unkind things to say about Cop Shop in the press and her departure from that show some time ago. And you might remember that I hinted that things with her departure weren't as they seemed, and she started screaming that I was a monster, when in fact I was right.
Mm.
See?
Just a right monster.
To continue the list of overseas artists and swarming into the country with work permits bulging out of their pockets, Lindsay Wagner is returning to Australia to make a one-hour documentary.
What on?
Well, she arrives here from Los Angeles next week and she goes to Lizard Island... which I think is somewhere up near Holiday Island, which has been dropped in Brisbane. And she starts filming up there. Now, this documentary tells the story of Lizard Island, which was discovered, of course, by Captain Cook, who also wasn't an Australian. And she's playing the part of Mary Watson. You remember Mary?
Who's Mary Watson?
Well, Mary's a fishwife who lived there, and she died of thirst 100 years ago after being attacked by a tribe of Aborigines. Now, you can understand, Dennis, why Lindsay Wagner was chosen, because she'd know so much about Aborigines.
Is that all?
Well, I have a joke for you,
Dennis. Died of thirst.
Well, she died of thirst. Apparently the Aboriginals raided all the water and took it away. And she jumped onto a raft.
Oh, look, I don't want to hear. Shut up, I don't.
Well, I have a joke for you, Dennis. Well, it's
you have an alleged joke, Lister.
It's not actually a joke, Dennis. It's a little story, and I would like to point out before I tell you this story that it is not an offensive story. It is merely tasteless. And I hope that your listener bears that in mind before he lurches for the telephone. This joke is about the late John Lennon and the late John Wayne.
What?
And it's about the day that John Lennon arrived in heaven. You see, and John Wayne was very close by, and John Lennon had always been a fan of John Wayne, so he went up to John Wayne when he got there and he said, oh, I've always wanted to meet you, I've always liked your movies, and, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. And John Wayne said, well, that's nice, thank you, and I've always been a fan of the Beatles, I like Beatles music. And
it's so a long joke, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dennis. Mm. So they chatted for a while, and John Wayne suggested perhaps, seeing it was John Lennon's first day, they could have a little party for him. So he said, you wait there on your cloud and I'll pop off and ask the other people whether we can, you know, arrange a party. So a couple of hours went by and John Wayne... John Wayne came back with a very long face, Dennis, and John Lennon said to him, well, what's the matter? And John Wayne said, well, the party's off. And Lennon said, well, I don't understand. Why? And John Wayne said, bloody Bobby Sands has just arrived and he's eaten all the sandwiches.
That is dreadful. I have no association with that sick joke, Lester. You know, that there's two things I like about you.
What?
Your face.
Oh.
Get off. Dreadful. Big love you. Acid written.
103 dB.
That King Cole impersonation, and one we could probably dedicate to Lester. The end. Oh, Lester, I'd crawl through the loading docks. Well.